Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Penza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Friday that is predictably packed in October. Live in Los Angeles, our baseball team still alive. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. Blazing 5, not off to a great start this year. We're not even halfway through the season. You have to be positive. Glass half full, picks half full in 1 hour from now. Joy, how are you? How are things?
I'm great. I'm very curious about the Blazing 5 today because there are some massive lines.
I am taking one of the massive favorites. By the way, you know what I get to do Monday?
What's that?
I just got contacted by Jim Gray, great
yes.
reporter. I get to ask Tom Brady a question on Zoom Monday. They're going to have 5 or 6 of us.
Whoa.
So I have to think all weekend. How do I penetrate the brain of Brady and ask him a question? And Tom is stumped.
That's very fancy.
Doesn't have
That's
an answer.
That's a lot of pressure.
No, I already got my question.
Have you interviewed Tom before?
No. It's sad. It's a hole in my life. So
that's something to check off your resume.
So that'll be fun. So it hurts my feelings when you guys say I'm always beaten up on Baker Mayfield. It's gotten to the point now where sometimes I just poke Cleveland fans in the rib because it's fun and this is sports and it's entertainment and it should be fun. But what I'm about to say for the next 2 minutes here, don't overreact. Take a deep breath. So I went and took the Cleveland offensive averages in the first 5-6 weeks with Baker and then last night's performance. So they averaged 22 first downs with Baker. They got 23 with Case Keenum. Third down, 42% with Baker, 60% last night with Keenum. Yards per play, actually better with Baker at 6 yards a play. Last night they only got 5.5. Interceptions, Baker averages about 1 a week. Case didn't throw one. Time of possession, better with Case Keenum than Baker Mayfield. Colin, what is your point? My point is, this team does not run through quarterback. It runs through the offensive line. This is the best offensive line in the NFL easily, And it's the best offensive line, in my opinion, since the Cowboys offensive line about 5-6 years ago. Now, that one was better because they had Tyron Smith at left tackle, who's probably a top 5 or 6 left tackle in the history of the sport. And nobody on this line is top 3 or 4 in the history of the sport. This is a great offensive line. And there's a lot of advantages to having an offensive line this good. It makes a lot of players expendable. OBJ, $15 million. You don't need him. Kareem Hunt, great backup. You don't need him. David Njoku, good tight end. You don't need him. Cleveland now has guys on that offense that are incredibly expendable. Now, you keep Nick Chubb, with or without this offensive line, Nick's great. And you keep Jarvis Landry, injury-prone a little, but he's a heart and soul of this offense outside of the O-line. But this organization in Cleveland has got to do whatever it takes to keep this head coach. He is a brilliant play designer and schemer, play caller. He's outstanding. He had Denver guessing all night, and you got to keep this offensive line intact. There's no reason to pay for a second great receiver, a second great back, a second great tight end. Baker is better than Keenum, despite the numbers last night, but it doesn't matter. Because both Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield are good enough to get to the playoffs with this team, and neither's good enough to win a Super Bowl. Now, don't confuse value and talent. Baker's more talented. He's got a better arm. He's more talented. But the gap's not huge. Vegas is telling you that. The line doesn't swing radically when Baker's out and Case is in. The numbers show you there's not a big gap. They were better in many, many offensive categories last night. But we know Baker's better, and he is better. But the truth is, he's not that valuable, and neither is Case. Case Keenum went 11-3 one year when he had a good supporting cast. That's better than Baker's ever done, but Baker is better. The point is, this organization going forward, this dysfunctional organization, has two things they got to pay whatever it takes to keep intact. Kevin Stefanski, do not let him go. He calls as good a game outside of maybe a Sean Payton or an Andy Reid or a Sean McVay in this league. He is fantastic play caller. And this offensive line is stacked, and it's perfect. It's got guys in its 20s. It's got the centers in his 30s. Got a couple guys. It's perfect. There's no reason this offensive line cannot be dominant for another 3 or 4 years. But we talk about Baker all the time. He's just not that valuable here. He's better than Case, but you look at the numbers. You remember when Baker came out, I said, he's Case Keenum with a better arm. You saw it last night. It's kind of the same act. Baker can make 1 or 2, 3 or 4 throws a game Case can't make. Now, there are teams driven by their quarterback. I think it's pretty obvious right now. Seattle. I mean, literally, Russell Wilson is solving a multitude of problems. Green Bay is led by Aaron Rodgers. Kansas City and Mahomes with that defense. Baltimore, increasingly, that's Lamar's team as he gets better. Buffalo, although I do think their defense has gotten much better, but that's not this franchise. This offensive line's fantastic. D'Ernest Johnson, you've never heard of him. He's undrafted. He averaged almost 7 yards a carry. That doesn't mean you get rid of Nick Chubb, but it means you have no business paying Kareem Hunt. So, and I'll say this. I said this yesterday and people freaked out. You got to consider everything with Baker Mayfield. You can stick with him and pay him the bag. He's going to make $18 million next year. So you're on the hook for that, right? So you could stay with him. Or you could make calls in the offseason. If Aaron Rodgers becomes a Steeler, you're going to have the fourth best quarterback arguably in your division. But this offensive line is so good and this coach is so good, it gives you a multitude of options, and smart people never close their options. You could sit Baker for the rest of the year. There's a story this morning. He's got 2 injuries. There's a story this morning. He has a shoulder fracture and a torn labrum. You could shut him down for the year. I think Case Keenum gets you to the playoffs. You're a wild card. You're not winning the division. You have a multitude of options. But when you have an offensive line this good and you have a coach this good, don't close any doors. Do not close any doors. All right. And I guarantee you, all the pom-pom waivers in Cleveland, Coward spent like 10 minutes crushing Baker. No, I didn't. One of the options is play Baker 2 years, pay him. But if you pay him $35 million and you have to get rid of one of these offensive linemen, you have made a mistake. Because that's as good as offensive lines get in the NFL. It is 5 dudes that can play. Even the backups are okay. So if Phil Sims came out, And Joe Burrow, I think Joe Burrow is going to have a very interesting weekend against Baltimore. Baltimore's played in so many big emotional games, back to back to back to back. Little upset here. Cincinnati could play well. I said they're going to upset Green Bay. They didn't. They got very close. But Phil Simms said that Joe Burrow is a modern day Joe Montana. And I thought to myself, that's really not the standard of what I'm looking for. And I love Joe Montana. What I'm looking for is Mahomes and Josh Allen. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", wildly powerful arm, can a plus mobility, can run around. Folks, if you look at football today, you see it every weekend with a lot of teams. No running back sets. No running backs. Four wideouts. Because of the scheme changes and the innovations and advances in football by coaches, and because of the rule changes, the standard has changed for quarterbacks. I'm not looking for the next Joe Montana. I'm looking for the next Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Saying you're looking for the next Joe Montana is like in basketball saying you're looking for the next Tim Duncan. Both are a compliment. I'm not looking for the next Tim Duncan. I want somebody as big as Duncan that can shoot threes. I'm looking for the next Kevin Durant. Don't get me wrong. Saying the next Montana, oh, that's nice. Saying you're the next Duncan, oh, that's nice. That's not the standard. Because of analytic changes in basketball and rule changes, I am looking for the next Kevin Durant. And in football, I am looking for the next Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And so the comps have changed. I'm not looking for the next Chrysler. I'm looking for the next Tesla. I'm not looking for the next landline phone. I'm waiting for the next iPhone. If Joe Burrow's comp is Joe Montana, I think in 2021 football, you win a lot of games, you probably don't win a Super Bowl. Now people say, well, what about Brady? Tom is the greatest player in the history of the league. We don't do comparisons to Tom Brady. It's a rule on this show. Nobody compares to Tom Brady. Also, Tom is grandfathered in. He is now the best pre-snap quarterback in the history of the league. Peyton Manning's the only one that you can even argue it. Tom's got the game. It's a cheat code. He's seen everything. He knows what you're doing. You can mask it. It doesn't matter. Don't compare anybody to Brady. And by the way, if Brady was available today, who knows if he gets drafted? He didn't even start all the time in Michigan. But it just goes to show you, and this is what I love about football, and I do like analytics, is like the comps have changed. Football just keeps, I always say this. It used to be a term that was used on every broadcast was alligator arms. Receivers would not go over the middle. Now, teams will send everybody over the middle because you can't hit anybody upstairs. And it has completely changed the offense. It used to be most of your throws were up the sideline, up the sideline. Now, that's a low percentage throw. You throw over the middle. And with all the spacing going on in football now, you go four wide with no back. If your quarterback can move like Kyler Murray, I don't know how you consistently stop him. I don't know how you consistently stop Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how you consistently stop Lamar Jackson. As Lamar gets better in the pocket, I don't know the answer. You put what they call a spy on him? Well, they're not as fast as Kyler. They're not as clever as Lamar. All right. Good stuff. Boy, that Philadelphia situation with Ben Simmons has taken a fascinating pivot. We'll talk about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, partners and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NetSuite.com/herd right now. One-of-a-kind financing, the number one financial system on the internet. NetSuite by Oracle. So, generally speaking, my theory is when you know a player's a pain in the butt, you trade him. But Daryl Morey did not extend Ben Simmons. He inherited him. He didn't sign him to the contract. He didn't draft him. He inherited him. And when GMs get jobs, they try to play nice for a year and make it all work, and they say nice things, and, oh, this will work forever. It doesn't. They probably should have moved him. But now you have a situation where Simmons is being stubborn and a brat, and Daryl Morey feels trapped. But Morey went on Philadelphia radio yesterday and said, I am not trapped. We are going to sit this thing out for as long as it takes to get value for Ben Simmons. And here's the soundbite.
Right now, any sort of trade, which obviously Ben Simmons wants, the best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. So people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time because our only path, my only job is to help us give the best chance to win the title. Ben Simmons is a difference maker, so if we can get him back, he will help us win the title. If we can trade Ben Simmons for a difference maker, we will do it. You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This can be 4 years.
So the Sixers organization has two advantages now, and it's kind of pivoted in their favor. Number one is they were the number one seed in the East last year. Okay, they can win a lot of games in the East. It's a good roster. It's a really good roster. Now you have Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. So in the East, you have two of the best bigs. Tobias Harris is you can get 20 from him. Curry, you've got they've drafted well. They've got some young players. This is a really good roster. You can win games without Ben Simmons. You can go to the All-Star break. You can go longer. You're going to make the playoffs without Ben Simmons. The second thing is Ben Simmons is taking, there's money being taken out of his bank account every day. Ben Simmons is watching hundreds of thousands of dollars every missed practice, every missed game being taken out. That's painful. That's why the Ben Simmons group now is claiming mental health issues. That is because they've run out of options and they've run out of leverage, and now they're looking for sympathy on the internet. This is basically a kid that threatens to run away from home, and the parents are saying, go for it. See you at dinner. I applaud the Sixers for their hard stand. There's 13 guys on this roster. One should not have the right to blow it up. I think this is good for the NBA between Harden in Houston, Kyrie in Brooklyn, and Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. The NBA has always been a player's league. I get it. People say, well, nobody goes to watch the GMs. Well, nobody goes to watch a football game to watch the GMs either. Nobody goes to watch a soccer game to watch anything other than a soccer star. That's a dumb argument. That nobody watches any of these sports for executives. The NBA tends to give more power to players because they have second and third ancillary incomes beyond the team. They have shoe deals. The other thing is there's a smaller roster, fewer starters, so the stars matter more. It should be a player league, but there are limitations to everything. And the NBA, the Nets, and the Sixers have put their foot down. And by the way, even Jason Kelsey, a Philadelphia Eagle, such a big story in Philadelphia, even a football player is commenting on it.
What's going on? I don't want to crush any other player. What's going on with the 76ers, Ben Simmons, stuff like that? All that is because of a lack of accountability, a lack of owning up to mistakes, and a lack of correcting things. If all that got corrected, if you're fixing free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. So you can, everybody can complain about, you know, how tough this city is to play in. Just play better, man. The city will love you.
By the way, it's not a huge thing, but it's something. The fans are now on the Sixers side, not Ben Simmons. It's not everything. But Daryl Morey, there's a reason he went on the most popular Philadelphia sports talk show station. It's friendly territory. You're not going to get beat up. Everybody's on his side. It's not everything, but it's something. The fans now are with the Sixers on this and should be. One player, even if they're gifted, should not be able to hold an entire franchise hostage. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, there are a lot of big lines this weekend, some expected blowouts. But a game that I find very interesting is the Chiefs and Titans.
It is.
The Chiefs did get back rolling in the second half last week, but the Titans are playing really well.
Derrick Henry is literally the single scariest player for the Chiefs to face.
Yeah.
They don't always tackle well. They struggle against the run. They struggle situationally. And also, Kansas City has a tendency to fall behind. You fall behind Tennessee,
and then they can run.
You're not. You may not get the ball back. This, remember the first half, Kansas City, Cleveland? When Mahomes watched the first half? That's my takeaway.
Well, that's a way to beat Kansas City is to keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline.
If Cleveland dominated 2.5 quarters that game. Mahomes just watched it. I have a feeling Mahomes is going to be watching a lot of the Titans game.
Well, he knows, Patrick Mahomes, that his team's defense will have to do a lot of work to contain Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I think he presents a challenge for everybody. I mean, he's one of the best running backs, to me, of all time. I mean, the way he's able to run the football to get 20, 30, whatever, 40 carries it is, and he comes back the next week and he seems like he's just as fresh as the week before. He's a special talent who works his tail off to be who he is, and so we understand it's going to be a great challenge for any defense to stop him, but we're going to try to do the best we can at limit him as much as possible.
Mahomes is incredibly likable. You know how lucky we are right now? All these young quarterbacks, almost all, are incredibly likable.
Yeah, they're great.
They're just all good kids. The NFL got lucky. They're great kids. Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. They're just like fun. You root Justin Herbert. You root for them.
They do make the game fun.
Oh, they do. They're just easy, accessible, relatable kids. Many of them from small towns, you know, didn't necessarily have great. I mean, Mahomes didn't win a lot of games in college. They're like easy to root for.
Well, Derrick Henry has 162 carries for 783 yards, 16 catches for 138 yards, and 10 rushing touchdowns so far this season. So he is on pace to finish the season with 459 carries, 2,219 yards, 504 touches, and 28 rushing touchdowns. So those numbers, if he reaches that and stays on pace, would break four different NFL records, the all-time record for carries in a season set by Larry Johnson.
Wow, it would. That's in a passing league. That's crazy.
The record for yards in a season set by Eric Dickerson in 1984, which is 2,105. The record for touches in a season set by James Wilder in 1984. And the records for yards from scrimmage in a season, which is 2,509 set by Chris Johnson in 2009. So he's on pace to break all four of those records. He's having an unbelievable season.
Do you know how
so
great you have to be in 2021 to break rushing attempt yards? Like, that's how dominant you are. Because for the record, Tannehill's the best quarterback in that division and a very competent. This is not a team without a quarterback who can win games.
And they have some weapons.
Yeah.
But it just goes through him, and why wouldn't it? Now, from the Chiefs' perspective, their defensive ranks 28th in scoring defense this year, 28th in total defense, 25th in passing defense, and 27th in rush defense. So if they can try to contain Derrick Henry and get Patrick Mahomes on the field, that not that they will have a chance, obviously. I think this will be a much closer game than everyone is anticipating, just because the Chiefs come with, you know, the reputation that they have. So they go to Tennessee on Sunday and are currently 4.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bets. I think I like Tennessee there.
Yeah, it's a stay away game. That's a game I want to watch. I don't want to have
just
stress.
Enjoy. Well, it's very interesting. So the Rams obviously expected Matthew Stafford to play well, but head coach Sean McVay said Stafford has actually been better than he expected.
I thought he was going to be really good, and I've been really impressed with his body of work and his resume over the course of his career. I think he's doing a great job. You know, I think the best players elevate those around them. I think guys are playing better around him. I think he's seeing the field really well. I think he has great ownership and autonomy of what we're really trying to get done. And I think he's able to really apply all that experience.
In McVay's offense, Stafford has a career-high 69.5 completion percentage, a career-high 9.2 yards per pass, and a career-high 116.6 passer rating.
And I think Matt Stafford would admit he has joined a very well-developed and well-drafted team.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, they have good tight ends. Andrew Whitworth seemingly is going to play forever. So we talked about this. It's not only a better culture than the Lions. This is a little bit like Brady in Tampa. This just needed the right quarterback. There's a lot of stuff to work with here.
Yeah, I mean, with the conversation about Jared Goff we had for a couple years, that, you know, how much is Sean McVay keeping him in the space that he needs to be in? Similar to Baker Mayfield, are they managing Jared Goff? Are they winning in spite of Jared Goff? Is he keeping them from taking it to the next level? I think Matthew Stafford actually has a lot of pressure on him this season. He is living up to it, obviously, right now, and we'll see what they do in the postseason, but the Rams were a complete team. Like, it was a little overreaction to them not going right back to the Super Bowl. Like, it's a Patriots dynasty. Just take that and put that on the shelf. Just put that right up there and let's just, like, evaluate everyone. Look what's happening with the Chiefs this year. Like, it's hard to repeat. It's hard to keep the same level. You get different guys in. You have to deal with injuries. When you play later into the season, there's more fatigue coming into next season. There's a lot of factors in it, but the Rams are a well-run organization, and they're well-coached, and they have a lot of pieces.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, Brady goes to Tampa, Stafford goes to L.A., I'll say it again. That Pittsburgh situation, I get Tomlin, I get that defense, I get Najee Harris, I get two receivers. I just say, generally when guys leave, they leave because something was missing. Like, Brady took a lot of New England to Tampa, but what it was missing, he wanted more say in the offense and better weapons.
Right.
Stafford, what did Stafford want? A better culture, better protection, more consistency. Got it. What is Aaron missing? Defense. Aaron's had one top five defense, and he won a Super Bowl. So
and he wants a little love.
Of course,
and
we all do.
And the Steelers give—they
love their quarterback.
Plenty of that. So the Rams host the Lions Sunday at 4 Eastern on Fox, and are currently favored by 16, according to Fox Bet. And obviously, a lot of that conversation is going to be around Jared Goff coming back to LA. So when LSU announced earlier this week that they were parting ways with Coach Ed Orgeron, well, they mutually agreed to part ways at the end of the season. Joe Brady's name quickly came up as I mentioned for a candidate for the job, but he said he is currently focused on his current position.
Of course he is. Yeah.
I didn't really have any thoughts, you know, unfortunately for us, you know, we just came off of a loss, you know, when all that stuff came out. So that was the last, you know, there's a lot more things on my mind. So I don't really have many thoughts with that. I don't really pay a lot of attention to. It's one of those things, like after seasons, I think about those things. But right now, I got to do a better job of being the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. And that's all I'm really concerned about right now.
He would be my third
choice of words.
Yeah,
there.
No, he would be my third choice. Mel Tucker, Michigan State 1, James Franklin, Penn State 2, Joe Brady 3rd. He looks young, doesn't he? Gosh, he looks
young. He is young.
How old is he? God, he
is. You like James Franklin for the LSU job?
I like James.
I think he fits better with USC.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
He's 32.
32 years old. Well, you know what, though? McVay opened the door for all this stuff. I mean, he did.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's, you know. How old you are really doesn't matter anymore. It's what you bring to the table.
Well, my kids are so much smarter than me. My 15-year-old son laps
me. Yeah, just has access to more information.
That's right.
Well, he's right. The Panthers are 3-3 right now in the NFC South, and they are 16th in scoring offense, 18th in total offense, and tied for 17th in rushing offense. They obviously are doing all this without Christian McCaffrey, so they've been struggling. But they face the Giants on Sunday and are 2.5-point favorites.
I know. They're favorites. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
By the way, that's an interesting jumping off point. Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So I'm a believer in Joe Judge. I think he's a smart guy. I think New York's a very hard town, and it's hard to win in this league if the quarterback's not right and the injuries. But let's start with the Giants, Peter, because, you know, until recently, in the first 20 games he'd coached, they'd been blown out one time in a rebuilding. They were blown out last year by the Niners. They were in every game last year. Rams, Seahawks, you know. And so this morning, is it a Joe Judge issue? Is it a Daniel Jones issue? What do your feelers say? What do you feel? Like New York right now, the headlines are brutal. It's like somebody's going to lose a job here.
You know, my feeling is basically that Joe Judge has done what so many coaches over the years have done, Colin. When their team stinks, the coach says, bring it on me, put the pressure all on me. At the end of the day, Colin, who cares? I mean, it just doesn't matter. Any coach who doesn't take full responsibility is shirking his duty. And all that matters is that you don't lose to anybody else 38-11.
Right.
You don't have your quarterback in a meaningless, at the end of a, not a meaningless game, but at a meaningless time of game. And you don't have your quarterback in there where he can be a punching bag late in a game. I mean, that's just not smart in today's football.
Yeah.
And I think in general, they're not on the verge of firing Joe Judge at all, okay? But they are on the verge of making a decision with Dave Gettleman. And I think that the baby is going to be split here.
Yeah.
That Gettleman at the end of the year, barring a very fast turnaround by the New York Giants, which nobody sees coming, it's the losingest franchise in the league since opening day 2017. Nobody sees a change coming. So probably Gettleman goes at the end of the year, and a general manager comes in who can get along with Joe Judge. I'll never forget talking to John Mara at the time they hired Joe Judge. And he just basically very strongly said to me, this is not going to be, you know, a short-term situation. It's not going to be a 1 or 2 year thing. We are going to give Joe Judge every opportunity in the world. So I don't see any way they clean house at the end of this year, unless it is an absolute debacle from here on out.
All right, good intel. I said this, if I see a rumor about a trade, I ignore many unless I trust the journalists involved. So John McClain in Houston, Mark Berman, these guys have been breaking stories for 20 years. Deshaun Watson, Miami's out there. And I said, despite my feelings about the situation, I'm not the GM of the Miami Dolphins. Are you surprised at the story? Are you surprised Miami would be bailing on Tua this quickly in all your years? Are you just surprised by the story?
Honestly, Colin, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm very dubious about this. Not to say that, and look, I love John McClain and I trust John McClain. And so I think it very well could happen, but I'll believe it when I see it. And I think it's a huge mistake. And look, this thing has been, you know, the conversations have been at CIA level. Okay, so there's not a lot that's known about this. But at the end, I will be very surprised if this trade doesn't have Stephen Ross's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah.
This is a guy who has been trying ever since he got to be the owner of this team. You know, years and years since he's owned this team, and he's wanted one thing, an heir to Dan Marino. And what has he gotten? Nothing close to that.
Right.
Now, Tua might be, and it's sad to me, quite honestly, that after whatever it is, 11 or 12 starts, that it has been determined, that's it, Tua can't be our guy, and we're going to make this trade. And if it happens, I'll just shake my head and say, this is why Bill Belichick is always so happy that you know, teams like Miami are in his division, honestly, because over the years, there has been just supreme impatience, you know, in places like the Jets and in places like Miami and occasionally in Buffalo, although Buffalo now has drafted the right quarterback, stuck with him. And how do you know that Tua is the right or wrong quarterback? You don't know. But you used a lot of capital to take him with the fifth pick in the draft a year and a half ago. And look, here's the other part of it. This year, obviously, if you make this trade, this year is gone.
Right.
Okay, whatever happens with Deshaun Watson. And how do you know, how do we know that a suspension and or some sort of legal problem for Deshaun Watson or the adjudication of this case, how do we know it's not going to stretch into next year? We don't. So if you're the Miami Dolphins, you have to be willing to say, worst case scenario, our quarterback situation is going to be great starting in 2023. Do you really want to plan for 22 months ahead? I don't. There's just so many things about this I don't like.
You know, it's interesting. I'm watching Cleveland last night. I said that offensive line, even the backups are good. It's such a great offensive line. And when you have a great offensive line and you also have a tremendous play caller, I think Kevin Stefanski, I love watching them play. I think he's so clever. I never can figure out quite what they're going to do. He's very rarely dependable. When you have an offensive line like that, you probably don't need to spend a fortune on Kareem Hunt or a second great tight end or OBJ. Because the offensive line, everything's going to run through this offensive line. Even last night, Case Keenum's numbers were comparable to Baker's because it's so offensive line driven. Kind of your takeaway on, first of all, Stefanski's a hit. We know that. That he's a hit. Your kind of gut feeling on where they are. Baker now has two injuries and, you know, fairly seriously injuries. What do you think the next year and a half looks like to Baker in your opinion?
Well, you know, I really don't know that, Colin, and I think it really depends on what happens the rest of this year. If I were Cleveland, I would say, as much as I don't want to say it, look, the quarterback's hurt. Let's get him healthy. You know, it's not like, I mean, Case Keenum has won an NFC divisional playoff game. He's not a bum. You know,
right,
he's a very good. He's a very good NFL backup and a marginal NFL starter, you know, at the low margin. We've seen that, okay? So I would just play Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And look, you talk about Stefanski. Here's the thing about Kevin Stefanski. 5 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game. Denver's got all the momentum in the world.
Yep.
Denver also has three timeouts and the two-minute warning to go. And so Cleveland gets back the ball. 17-14, they're ahead. And now Denver is the one that has the juice. And instead of saying, I've got a running back who has just been shredding this team, and they load up to stop the run, what does he do? He has his quarterback throw a pass to Austin Hooper, you know, one of their tight ends, to gain 8 yards. And now all of a sudden, that play call, which was his play call of the night, in my opinion, Stefanski, and it was executed perfectly. Now it's second and two, and the clock is running. And now you've got an advantage. You can just continue to eat the clock. Who would have thought, with four abilities to stop the clock for Denver in the last 5 minutes and 17 seconds, who would have thought that the last play of this game would have been Case Keenum kneeling down inside the 10?
Yeah.
I mean, it was genius to be able to milk that clock and for Denver to not get the ball back.
Yeah, I think Stefanski's in a short list of as clever a play caller as the league has. I really, when I watch them play, I am always guessing and almost always guessing wrong. I think he's stupendous. NBCSports.com, Football Morning in America on a Friday. Peter King, great stuff, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Colin.
And Peter brings up a point I said about Baker that got so much blowback yesterday. You got to consider everything. Peter's like, I would just play Case Keenum. You've got to consider everything with Baker. He's only $18 million next year. You get rid of Odell Beckham Jr., that's $15 million. Njoku, $6 million. Kareem Hunt. You got to consider everything here. Case Keenum is not a bum. He is in a short list, top three or four backup, and I would say right now better than a couple of starters. So to Peter's point, is his thing is just let Baker sit for a month and play Case Keenum. Look at who they're playing. Cincinnati, they'll be favored with Case Keenum. Pittsburgh at home, they'll be favored with Case. I think they'd be favored with Case Keenum. I would bet Cleveland over Pittsburgh with Case Keenum. I would bet Cleveland over New England. Mac Jones, Case Keenum. I would bet Cleveland. And then the Detroit Lions. So you have to consider everything. You got to get on the phone in the offseason, play Case Keenum. I'm glad Peter King sees it the way I do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Get a personal loan, fixed rate, no fees ever. Marcus.com, no fee personal loan. Sounds good to me. Blazing 5, top of next hour. Loaded show today. So whenever the drafts are coming up, scouts, you know, he's fast, he's tall, he's this, he's this, he's this. And sometimes they talk about your personality. And God, the media just whines and whines every time they say something bad about a college kid going to the pro, if they say he's cocky or selfish. And they're almost always right. And the media, especially younger media, God protect the player. Johnny Manziel, before he got drafted, literally, we looked it up this morning. His pre-draft analysis, loves Hollywood, parties too much, totally entitled. Yeah, they kind of nailed that one. Cam Newton, little fake, into Cam. Cam's into Cam, little self. Well, yeah, you can make those arguments. He never really refined the passing thing. By the way, Ben Simmons, the latest one to come out, it's all over the internet that before he was drafted, there were all sorts of reports by scouts that was, he's not coachable at all. He's not good in crisis, and we're not sure if he's going to be a really good teammate or a horrible one. And Jonathan Giovanni works at ESPN now. He's really the head of the class when it comes to pre-draft stuff. Here's what he said after Ben Simmons played at LSU and was entering the NBA draft.
He just hasn't really worked on that part of his game because he doesn't like working on that because he's not good at it. You go to watch him in shoot-arounds, he just refuses to shoot jump shots, you know, and that... Is it because he's embarrassed? He doesn't want to show off his weaknesses? I don't know what it is. We saw, you know, the second half of the year, the kid just shut down. You know, he just stopped functioning. He stopped competing. And those are major red flags. That's not, you know, what Magic Johnson did, and it certainly is not what LeBron James would have done.
It's exactly what he is now. He just shuts down. Johnny Manziel, spot on. By the way, Baker Mayfield's pre-draft concerns is he's got to rein in his cockiness and has to prove he can do that. That's exactly what Kevin Stefanski has done, which is pull Baker back in. You're not the athlete you think. Baker this week, I'll determine if I play. Champ, the doctors will. Your doctor, the team doctors. These are all spot on. Scouts don't want to talk about your personality. They don't. They don't want to talk about it. I have friends who are scouts. They don't want to talk about your personality. But they get paid to say, Johnny Manziel, like, parties a lot. Don't draft him. Ben Simmons shuts down. Cam Newton's kind of into Cam. Baker Mayfield, major cockiness. You're going to totally have to rein him in. It's okay. It's one thing if you're getting a job and making $22,000 a year. We should probably stay out of your private life. But when you're investing tens upon tens of million dollars, you whiff on these draft picks, these top 10 draft picks. You're done. I mean, Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel first round. All right, you're done. 2 years, 3 years, you're done. You got to get it right. By the way, the brain doctor years ago, Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning, came out in the same class. True story. Looked it up this morning. LA Times wrote about it. Chris Dufresne, great writer. They hired a brain doctor. And there's a certain brain type that is preferable as a quarterback. The brain doctor told the Chargers, and I like Ryan Leaf and I know him, said, don't draft him. Draft Peyton Manning. Do not draft him. They were warned. Bobby Bethard, the GM, in the article, LA Times acknowledges, I couldn't sleep. And they drafted him, and it was an utter disaster. Sometimes you have to talk about a guy's personality flaws, especially if you're going to pay him $10, $20, $30 million, especially if he's a quarterback. Like Johnny Manziel, when he got drafted, I said on the air, this is going to be a disaster. I mean, I don't even follow Texas A&M, and I had a good enough source that said, it's going to be a disaster. Hour two next.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.